here at the Choctaw Reservation, Pearl River Community, in the gymnasium of the school. And I'm doing this interview with Mr. Charlie Denson, D-E-N-S-O-N. And this is Tuesday, December the 3rd. Time is now 10:50 a.m. Charlie, what community are you from?
Standing Pine.
Standing Pine?
Standing Pine.
All right, I want to get that down. Standing Pine, Mississippi, right? Is that one of the seven communities?
Yes, sir.
Where is it in location from here?
From here is about 20 miles.
About 20 miles southwest of here. One didn't say hat sound. When were you born?
May the 4th, 1923.
1923, where?
At Newton, Mississippi.
Is that another one of the communities?
Yes, sir.
What are the Pearl River community is one, and Standing Pines is one. What are the other communities?
Conehatta community was Newton County.
Newton County. Was that where you lived then, when you were born?
I was born
in Conehatta.
Conehatta community.
All right. And you were born, you said, in 1923. What kind of work do you do?
Well, my daddy was sharecropper. Then I went on up them with my daddy's side, you know, sharecropper all my life.
You've been a sharecropper all your life?
Yes.
Is your daddy from these parts?
No, he's been dead in 1930.
Was he born around here?
I was born in Scott County.
In Scott County.
Yes, sir.
What about your mother?
I think she's from Newton County.
What was her name, her maiden name?
Lily Solomon.
Lily Solomon. Is Solomon, is that an Indian family name?
Yes, sir. My grandfather was a Solomon.
Are you a full-blooded Choctaw?
Yes, sir.
Both sides?
Yes, sir.
There are most of the Choctaws here are full-blooded, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Charlie, name the other communities for me. You named three of them, the Indian communities.
Well, one of them is in Bocahoma communities. Is in Jones County.
It's Bocahoma?
Bocahoma.
All right.
Bocachita is in Neshoba County. And Tucker is in Neshoba County. Redwater community is Lee County.
That's Redwater community?
Yes.
In Lee County?
Yes, sir. Standing Pine community also, Lee County.
So there are two in Lee County,
yes,
Standing Pine and Redwater.
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about your own memories of your childhood. What's the earliest memory you have?
Well, kind of we started off with Newton, moved round and about round, see, when we went up to Lee County when my daddy was leaving then, but 1930, we was in Lee County. My daddy was passed away. And ever since, I stayed there about 14 years of my life. And with the white man, sharecropper. I'm a day laborer.
You worked for a white man as a sharecropper, as a day laborer?
Yes.
Who raised you, your mother?
Mother.
You were only 7 years old when your father died.
Yes, sir.
What did he die from?
I think he got the operation in appendix.
Were you born at home or in a hospital?
Myself.
Yourself.
Home.
You remember when you were a little boy? How long back can you remember?
Well, I could remember back in about 4 years old. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
Did you work on the farm with your daddy when
yes,
you were
sir.
Growing up? What kind of work did you do?
Well,
as a kid?
Kids, well, I towed waters, maybe a little fertilizer.
What do you mean you towed water?
Towed water to give it from daddy, you know.
Where did you tow it from?
Home.
You had inside water?
No, outside well.
A well?
Yeah.
You drew the water then, and you brought it into the house for your mother to use?
Yes, sir.
And then you took it to wherever your daddy needed it?
Yes, sir.
What'd you carry it in?
Carried a jug.
Jug? Okay, so, and you helped around the farm. Did y'all have any stock?
No, sir, we usually used to, white people's stock, milk it.
What'd you plant on the farm?
Cotton, corn.
Did you plow?
I did plow when I was big enough to plow, you know.
And you planted cotton?
Yes, sir.
You cut cotton?
Yes, sir.
You hauled it off to the gin?
Yes, sir.
So you've done everything along
yes, sir.
Those lines. You grew cotton and you grew corn. What else?
Oscar potatoes, peas, peanuts, things like that.
You ever butchered a hog?
Yes.
You have?
Sure.
You ever ground cane?
No, we don't have no cane yet, though.
Mm-hmm. When did you still butcher hogs?
Well, yeah, right now. Yeah.
What season of the year do you do that?
Wintertime.
So is it almost time to do that now?
Yes, sir, when times get cold, you know, I cure it. And say, we ain't got no deep freeze thing like way back in the 30s, 20s, 40s.
You didn't have any what?
Deep freeze thing like
yeah.
that. We
so
cured our own smoke.
And that's how you kept it? You smoked
yes,
it and cured your beef and pork?
Yeah.
Do you still, you slaughter hogs today though, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you're involved in that?
Oh, yes.
It's getting toward Christmas time now. Do you remember any Christmases when you were a little boy?
Yes, I did. Just before Christmas, my daddy went to the store and bought candy. Our kid was put on the stock in the chimney, so Santa Claus put the candies in there. So we get up early, about 4 o'clock that morning. I had to get up and see what's in my socks.
Did you have Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Decorated Christmas
yes,
trees
sir.
Like they have today?
Almost, not the... right now we had lights here. We don't have any lights.
Mm-hmm.
Decorated with the, you know, just cloth, paper, things like that, tied on the trees.
But you did go out and cut a tree and bring it in the house and decorate it.
Yes, sir.
And you put your presents around underneath the tree?
Yes, sir.
Was your family a religious family?
Oh, yes, sir.
You went to church a lot?
Yeah.
What church did you go to?
Baptist.
You've always been a Baptist?
Yes, sir.
Is your wife a Baptist?
Yes, sir.
And your children are raised as Baptists.
Yes.
Did you go to Sunday school?
Yes, sir.
Can you remember who your Sunday school teacher was?
Yes.
Well, tell me.
That was a long time ago, about 1928, somewhere around there. We went to Sunday school with the up around Scott County. So, fellow named Gaston Cooper. He was a Sunday school teacher.
Was it a white man or an Indian?
Choctaw. Yes.
Were the services conducted in Choctaw?
Yes, sir.
Are they still?
Yes, still.
Are you a church-going man now?
Yes, sir.
Every Sunday?
Yes, sir.
How large is your family?
I got 4 boys and 2 girls and a wife.
Are your children all married?
One of them.
Your grandpa?
Yes.
How many grandchildren you got?
One.
What's your wife's name?
Marianne.
Marianne. What was her family name?
Williams.
Where are they from?
Conehatta.
You remember your daddy dying?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that. What did they do? Where did he die?
Well, he was sick on Sunday. They carried a hospital at Sunday night. Then he bring it back to Tuesday evening in a box. And about a couple of days later, we had a funeral.
Where do you bury people? In the cemetery at the church house?
what we call right now is a Pine Bluff Baptist Church in Scott County.
Is it a regular religious service?
Yes, sir.
Do the Indians have a wake? Do you get around and...
No, not as I know, that's
right. Well, if somebody dies, what are some of the customs? Do people go to visit the bereaved?
Yes.
You go to their house, or do you go to the funeral parlor or the church?
Well, I go to the house and the funeral, too.
You go to the house and you go to the funeral?
Yes, sir.
Are the funerals carried on in the churches?
Yeah.
Not funeral parlors, in the churches?
No.
You bring food to the family?
Yeah, after my...
How about flowers?
Well, we did, yeah, flowers, food.
Do you put flowers on the grave?
Yes.
So that an Indian's burial is no different than a white burial, it's the same.
Well, it used to be different when my grandfather told me about it, because it's a lot different. I never noticed about that.
What did he tell you about?
Well, before white men came here, they had scaffold, and just outside the door, thing like that, and put it up there to right out of thing.
It was on a tower kind of thing.
They tell me.
Did you talk much to your grandpa?
Yeah, I did. I could, I wished I could listen all of it. I did, but I just didn't believe it what he meant, you know. Mm-hmm. He just kind of told me what his grandpa back on the line says that before white man came, God country around here, or such a thing like that. If you want food, just go out there and go get it neat.
Wanted to, you could fish in the streams?
Yeah, fishing. Anything they wanted, that they just went up and get it. That's what they call God given. Mm-hmm. Well, he's preaching a whole lot of time about that, but I just, I just don't believe it, don't want to hear anything about it.
Is your grandpa dead?
Yeah, he did when he was 92 years old.
92?
He did about 25 years now.
What about your grandmother?
I don't know him.
But you did know your grandfather. Did your grandfather live with you?
No, he was leaving Jones County, and I lived in Leake.
And he lived in his own house?
Yeah.
Who took care of him when he got old?
He was pretty happy.
Nobody cooked for him or
anything?
Well,
he got a young wife.
He had a young wife? That was the second wife?
I think it was second, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she took care of him when he, up until the time that he died. Did you go to school?
I don't go to school. About 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Where was the school?
Coneyhead.
How'd you get to school?
Well, I call them boarding school. I went there.
Tell me about it.
Well, me and my brother and sister live in Lee County, you know, and a white man, he's a friend of the chap for his life, you know, and he wanted me to go to school. They also know my daddy and my mother, you know.
Do you remember this white man's name?
Yeah, George Langford.
George Langford.
And he come up to talk to us and find us a homestead and go to school. So we did. I didn't finish no third grade.
You said there was a home there for you to stay in? Who paid you?
Government did.
The government paid to take care of you.
Yeah.
Who ran this house that you stayed in?
Mike Williamson.
Mike who?
Williamson.
Was he a white man or a
Choctaw?
Choctaw Williamson? Yeah. Mike Williamson.
Yeah.
This was the first time you had ever left home, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were a lot of Indian kids boarding there?
Not 10, because he's a lot of shelter around Kunihara, you know, where was, I think we was only boarding kids over there.
You were only what now? I missed that.
Boarding home kids.
You were boarding home kids, and there weren't many of you like that?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. How'd you get into town? Your daddy brought you on in the morning? On Monday morning, and then picked you. Where'd you spend the weekends?
Well, right there. It's a long way, about 30 miles from home to Kunihara, you know. That's where we had to stay there.
So you stayed there on the weekends, too?
About a month we visited the home.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of lonely for you as a little boy, wasn't it, leaving home?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You went by yourself, or did your brother go?
I got brother and sister with me.
So all of you boarded there at Mr. Williamson's house. And where was the school?
Right at Kunihara.
Right at Kunihara. So where you boarded, you didn't have far to go to school.
Well, about a mile and a quarter.
And you went not quite three grades?
No.
Did you learn how to read and write?
Yes, sir, I do. I learned how to write my own name.
Mm-hmm. And you've been a sharecropper then all your life?
Yes, sir.
You made a pretty good living from that?
I did. The best living I ever had, see. I had no worry about the food thing like that when it's gone.
Why aren't more Choctaws farmers now? They used to all be farmers.
And it. But most of us quit now.
Why?
I don't know.
It was a good life, wasn't it? You had
well,
to eat.
I did farm till not last 7 years, laid off, because I was a sharecropper with the white people, so I bought my own land.
Mm-hmm.
And built my own land, house, and stayed there. I ain't got nothing but open space. I ain't got no mule. I ain't got no farm with it, so.
You have no farm what? No farm workers, did you say? Or farm animals?
Farm animals.
So you just gave up farming?
Yes, sir.
But you're a day laborer now, working for somebody, is that
well,
right?
Well, I'm supposed to be a carpenter, really.
You gave up farming, and now you're doing carpentry work, and you're working for the reservation?
I work for the tribe.
Yeah, what kind of carpentry work do you do?
A repair houses, things like that.
In Kunihara?
No, right here.
Right here?
Yes, sir.
You come here every day?
Yes, sir.
How do you get here?
Car.
You got your own car?
Yes, sir.
You drive?
Yes, sir.
What do your children do?
School.
They're all in school?
One of them Navy, about 4 years.
How about your boy that's married?
Teacher is over here.
He's a teacher here at the school?
Yes, sir.
Where was he educated?
A sixth grade, sir.
He went through the sixth grade?
He went to school here, and he got the dropout, and he went to the Marine 3 years and come back home and went to school at California, graduated to high school there, and come on back, happy Dosky.
Why did he go to California to go to high school? You got family out there?
No, so he just don't want to be up there, you know, he's stationed there for 2 years, I think. He liked it.
So he graduated high school, and then he came back here.
Yes, sir.
Now, what'd you tell me he's doing here?
Teacher's aid.
Teacher's aid.
Yeah.
And he's in this school here?
Yes, sir.
Does he like that?
Yes, sir.
Is he planning to go on and become a teacher?
I think so. That's what he's telling me.
How old the boy is he?
It's 26.
Won't he need to get some more education?
Yeah, he too.
Is he working on that now?
I don't know.
Where does he live?
Live with me.
He lives with you?
Yes.
You've got a big house?
A pretty good size.
You live in a house or a trailer?
House.
That's your own house,
yes,
too,
sir.
Isn't it?
Yes,
you built
sir.
That house?
Yes, sir.
And your wife, does she work?
No.
You got, and that's, you only have one boy that's married. The rest are unmarried?
Unmarried.
And going to school?
Three of them going to school.
And what's the other one do?
One of them is Navy. He graduated high school here.
Where is he stationed?
Panama? No, Canal Zone.
The Canal Zone, Panama Canal Zone?
Yeah.
Does he write home much?
No.
But you know he's getting along all
right.
Yeah. You hear from him?
Once in a while.
How much longer does he have?
He got about 13 more months.
13 more, and then he'll come back here. What will he do, you think?
Well, last time he talked like he wanted to make a career out of his Navy, you know. Probably he liked that.
So he may just stay on for another hit.
Yeah.
It's getting close to Christmas time now, isn't it? Are y'all getting ready for Christmas?
Yes, I think we actually get ready for it.
Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, last Thanksgiving we celebrated with church.
What'd you do?
Christian service. And pastor gave us the Bible and scripture, what we want to read. Tell them what does Thanksgiving mean. So I read in mine, tried to explain what Thanksgiving means in the Bible. That time was Abraham gave the Isaac to the father, and he returned with the sheep. I read them scripture for them.
You read it at the church service?
Yes, sir. Before church service started, the pastors gave us the waking on them.
Do you have a Choctaw as your pastor?
Yes, sir.
Is the service in Choctaw?
Yes.
You sing songs, the hymns are in Choctaw?
Yes, sir.
Are there any Christmas songs in Choctaw?
I don't think so.
On Thanksgiving, do you have a big family dinner?
Oh, we usually have that.
All together, the family eats together? Do you fool around much eating turkey?
Yeah. Yeah, so we did eat.
Is your wife a good cook?
I think so. I used to that. I like eating.
What's some of your favorite foods?
Well, turkey.
Hominy?
Hominy.
Your wife knows how to fix hominy?
Yes, yes, she
does. Do you grind your own hominy?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
With a, way back then he had to cut the log about that high and dug a hole in it.
How did you put the hole in it?
Burn it.
Burn the hole into the log?
Yeah. About 6 inches deep, you know, ground it inside.
You grow your own hominy?
Yeah.
And then you pour some into the hole, and then what?
I get the
pestle.
Start working on it, grind it.
Mm-hmm. And then your wife takes that, and she cooks it up with what?
Well, she cooked it up with water and anything, meat.
Any kind of meat?
Yeah, chicken, whatever she wants to do.
She put peas in it?
Yeah.
What else do you like to eat? What do you eat for breakfast?
Well, I like scrambled eggs now.
You eat the same thing as a white man.
Yeah, I change. Yeah. Quite a bit ever since I come out of the Army. You know.
When were you in the service?
1943.
Where'd you go?
Europe.
What were you, Army?
Army.
Where were you in Europe?
I was in, Luxembourg, Belgium, Central Europe, Rhine River, all the way into Czechoslovakia.
Were you drafted?
Yes, sir.
Here in Philadelphia?
No, I live Newton County.
You were still living in Newton County
sir.
Then?
Yes, yeah.
Where were you inducted?
Camp Shelby.
Camp Shelby, Mississippi. And you stayed, you did your basic training there?
Yeah, I got my basics. Camp Shelby, which is artillery, I transferred to infantry at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
You went into the artillery and then transferred to infantry?
Yes, sir.
When you went to Camp Shelby, you knew how to read and write then already, didn't you?
Well, yes, sir.
You didn't have to go into one of those special training programs there, did you? You went right into basic training.
That's right.
Okay. And how long were you at Fort Jackson?
Fort Jackson, about 17 weeks.
And then from there, you went where?
Fort Benning, Georgia.
And you got ready to go overseas at Fort Benning?
Fort Benning to Camp Gordon, Georgia, on up to Camp Shank, New York.
Now, let's see. You went from Fort Jackson to Fort Benning. And from Fort Benning, you went where?
Camp Gordon, Georgia.
Camp Gordon, Georgia. And then from Camp Gordon, you went up to where?
Camp Shank, New York.
And then you shipped out of overseas there?
Yes.
You remember the name of the boat you were on?
I never forgot it.
What is it?
Queen Mary.
The Queen Mary. You were traveling in style. And you landed where?
Glasgow.
Glasgow, Scotland. And how long were you there?
Oh, about... not more than 24 hours, I don't think. Got on the train again, landed at Southampton, England. Got on a boat again to the Charlottesville, France.
You were a long way from Mississippi.
I did.
And you were in service then from 1943 till when?
46.
That's 3 years. You saw a lot of action?
I did. About 91 days in the battlefield. I got 2 battle scars.
Were you wounded?
Fracked just a little. Oh, it's in a reconnaissance trooper.
So you saw a lot of real strenuous action, didn't
you? Yes, sir. A lot of time laid out and prayed.
Laid out and prayed? You wanted to get back to Mississippi. Did you enjoy that life in the Army?
Well, after what hard work is over, I should stay in this making 30 years, so I don't have to work now.
But you got out.
Yeah, I just want to tear up out.
And you came straight on back home?
Yes, sir.
They shipped you back here. What'd you do when you got back home? What kind of work
start
did you do?
Start farming again.
Were you already married when you went in?
No, sir.
You got married after you came home?
Yeah.
Can you remember the Depression years around here, the
1930s? 1931, 32, we had pretty good time in Depression.
Pretty good time? You didn't starve to death.
We didn't starve.
You were already poor to start with, and the Depression made it worse, didn't it?
Yes, sir, I did.
How'd you make a living in those days?
Well,
your daddy was dead.
Daddy was dead. My brother's older than me, you know. We was in sharecropper. We had a little corn, raising a few hard, and just living on there. Peas.
Life was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you get enough to eat?
Oh, I think we got enough to eat, because we don't eat no flour much. When in the morning my mother was cooked the flour, she mixed it up cornmeal and making biscuits. Saved no flour.
So you ate what you grew right on the farm,
yes,
didn't
you? Sir.
You didn't have any money to go into the stores and buy.
No.
What kind of fun did you have in those days when you were growing up as a kid? What'd you do to enjoy yourself?
I can't hardly remember. Anyway,
Did you go swimming?
Swimming and play ball. Rag ball, what you call it?
What do you mean, rag ball?
I make a rag ball, making baseball, play it, me and my brothers.
You had a stick.
Yeah.
You played it just like you play baseball today?
Yes.
3 bases?
Yeah.
You and your brothers?
Also, and them white kids with us, you know. All them bunch of young kids together and play.
As you remember back on your childhood, was it a happy time?
Well, I think I wasn't happy then. Don't know better.
You didn't have to go to school too much.
No, I don't go to school so much, but I started to learn how to deal with the white
kids
around here. You know?
Did you find any problem being an Indian when you were growing up with the white kids?
I don't see any problem.
The white kids didn't treat you any different just because you were an Indian.
We was made pretty good.
Do Indians have a hard time out in this area now?
Not now, I don't think so.
They used to have a hassle over in Philadelphia, didn't they?
Yeah.
Those problems are gone now?
Well, it's about out.
Indians, your children aren't having any difficulties now, are they?
I don't think so. I'm out here in all of the public school. Mm-hmm.
They don't go to this school, no. They go to public school? Do they have Indian teachers or white teachers?
White teachers. White school.
And they don't have any problems in school as far as you know?
No.
Your wife?
I've got a good report. Mm-hmm. They reported.
Your kid's doing well in school?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your grandfather. He was a fine old man, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was fine.
Was he a religious man?
No, I don't think so.
He didn't go to church too much?
They go to church, but he don't join the church.
He didn't join the church? Did you join the church?
Oh, yeah.
When did you join the church?
Back in 1936.
What brought that about, your joining the church? How did that happen?
Well, preachers talk about the Christ and the be saved, thing like that, so I believe it. And by the way, me and my wife joined the same church, and we baptized the same.
But you weren't married then,
no?
Were you? Just happened.
I was 14 years old, and she was 13. And well, sometimes we sit down and talk about that.
Well, were you at a service when this came about? When you joined the church that night, what brought this about? Were you at a service there already?
Yeah.
You had just gone to church?
Yeah.
And the Spirit hit you that night?
I think so, yeah.
Was it a visiting preacher or your regular preacher?
Regular preacher.
And you decided that was what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Was there, you haven't been sorry?
No. I was happy.
And you've been happy about it ever since. You've not been sorry about the thing.
No.
What about your wife? How did it happen she joined at the same time?
I think she was the same. She's happy.
Mm-hmm. Are your children church members?
Yeah.
I wonder why your grandpa didn't belong to the church.
He didn't believe no Christian people.
But was he a Christian? He never had been.
Never had.
Are most of the Indians Christians?
Not old.
Now.
Yeah, now probably.
But how about
95% is Christian, I think, right now.
How about the old ones?
Old ones. I don't know.
But your grandpa was not. He was not a Christian.
No, they believe in a Christian.
Mm-hmm. You remember when your grandpa died?
Yeah, sure. I was about 27 years old.
Oh, so you were already grown then. Did he have a Christian burial?
Yes, we did.
He wasn't a Christian, but y'all brought the preacher
we
in.
We brought him to church.
And the preacher didn't mind?
No.
When did you get married?
When I was 24 years old.
Where?
Coneyhatta.
Where'd you get married, in church?
No, courthouse.
You justice of the peace?
Yes.
Why did you decide not to have a church wedding? You being a church man.
Kind of shy, too many people saw.
You don't look like a shy man to me.
I did that though.
And your wife didn't mind?
No.
What'd the family say?
They ain't say.
They didn't mind?
They didn't mind. They don't say a word.
Save them the cost of a wedding. Of course, you didn't get any presents.
No.
And you went right into housekeeping. How old was your wife when you got married?
23.
So she was already a grown woman.
Yeah, sir. She's just 1 year behind me. Mm-hmm.
So you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
This was no child marriage.
No, we was grown.
How about
my mother? She's the only one with me, you know. And then I was farming at that time. I got to get up early, start hitching my mule. My mother, she's getting old, and she's gonna get up. And that's the reason I had to marry.
You needed a woman to come into the house, take care of things. How about kids today? Are you are they causing a lot of trouble around here? In your community, are
not
the kids?
My community is a quiet community.
Is it a quiet community?
Right.
Kids not causing any trouble?
No.
Y'all not having any problems with drugs over there?
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
Is there too much drinking going on in the community?
Not in that community.
How about the other communities?
It worse.
What causes all this drinking?
I thought about that whole lot of time, but I can't figure it out.
Think people got too much time on their hands?
I think so. Yeah, people just don't go to church. You got plenty of time to go somewhere else, see? That's happened.
Do many Indian people here get divorces?
I think they so.
A lot of divorces,
yeah.
A lot of broken families?
Yeah.
What brings that about?
What I thought about it, and that was brought about it because welfare took care of them women, you see.
What do you mean the welfare took care of the woman?
Give it the money when they separated.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't want the man.
She can take care of herself with the welfare giving her money.
The way I heard about it, get the welfare money and go along with the other man.
Is there a lot of that kind of thing going on
that's
here?
That's what I heard. See, I'm currently watching Mama travel constantly.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
That's not good.
What about men, Indian men marrying white women? Is much of that going on?
Yeah, it was. All. It's pretty good from 30 the last about 2 years, I think.
Well, what happens? Does the white woman come onto the reservation?
Nothing.
She's accepted here?
Oh, yeah.
Are there many of these mixed marriages in your community?
I think one or two families around my community.
No problems?
No problem.
Ladies, the women are all right?
Yes.
How about Indian women marrying white men?
That's the same thing.
That happens too?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them leave and go with their husbands?
Yeah.
Do you have any white men living on the reservation? How about in your community?
Yeah, not around my community, but it is down here.
So mixed marriages are not strange at all and create no problems?
No problem.
Do these white women mix and go to church and do the things that the Indian women do?
Yeah. In fact, but the Baptist people around here, we got a lot of white people in our restaurant.
You have a lot of white people doing what?
Yeah.
Doing what? I didn't get that.
Visitors to our churches. Yeah.
Visitors?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no problem.
Good. Now, what about, I've been reading about all these women trying to get ahead. Are you having that problem here, the Indian women trying to get ahead here?
No.
Women's liberation?
No.
You're still the boss in your family?
Uh-huh.
You make the decisions?
Yeah.
You decide how the money's going to be spent?
That's right.
Do you talk to your wife about it?
Yeah, she know about it. She was my boss when I come to house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's a boss around the house.
She is the boss?
Yeah.
Who disciplines the children?
Both of us.
Do Do the children in an Indian family have much say-so?
No.
You didn't, nobody asked your opinion when you were growing up, did they?
No.
Your mother made the decisions about what was going
right.
on, and when your father was living, your mother and father decided what you were going to do.
Yeah, right then, my daddy disappeared, my mother was raised, us, you know, me and my brother and sister, a white man, we live with him, he's a good old man, you know, we sat around tables, things like that, he talked to his own grandson, and talked to us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do your children have much say-so in the household?
No.
You and your wife run the family?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody else living with you other than your children?
No.
Who takes care of old people here? Old people who have nobody to take care of them. What happens to them?
Well, they didn't have a house away to care for somebody.
So the tribal council provides some funds for that?
Yeah.
How about children who have no father or mother?
Well, rest of the people take care, you know.
Family?
Family.
The children aren't left homeless, are they?
No, I don't think so.
You don't have an orphan's home here, do you?
No.
You have a home for poor people, a work farm or anything?
No, all poor.
Nothing specially set up, though, for people who have. So there are no agencies that are set up to take care of people who cannot take care of themselves. You get welfare and Social Security and that kind of thing. Are there a lot of people on Social Security?
I don't think too many of them in there.
Are there a lot of people on welfare?
Yeah.
This is a major source of income for most people, isn't it? Welfare. They get paid so much for the children that they have in the household?
I don't know how they work to them things, but I know a lot of people go on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I think of that.
Where does your wife do her shopping?
Well, we went to Carthage.
Carthage, and you have a supermarket there?
Well, RGA, super well.
Mm-hmm. Does she still do a lot of canning and things?
Oh, we do, yes.
So you live still off of what you produce?
Well, I ain't going to say too much on it, because we done butcher hog already.
You butchered your hogs?
We buy some flour. Cornmeal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And you grow your own fresh vegetables, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Do you eat much fruit? Where do you get that?
Stolen.
You don't have any fruit trees?
No, we don't have no fruit. We bought the onions and grapes, things like that.
Uh-huh. Do they grow much fruit around here?
No.
Peaches or apples?
No.
I haven't seen any orchards or anything. I've seen a lot of vegetables.
They don't grow much around here.
Mm-hmm. So you grow your own vegetables, your own corn, you've got some potatoes?
Yeah.
You're a pretty good gardener then, aren't you?
It works.
You take care of it yourself?
Trying to.
How large is your garden?
I don't know, we got two of them.
Being a carpenter here, you don't have to belong to a union, do you?
No, I did belong to the union at the Meridian, but see, I stopped.
You belong to a carpenter's union?
No, I was in just labor there.
What union did you belong to?
New carpenter, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You had to pay union dues?
Yeah, I did.
Did you have any trouble getting into a union because you were an Indian?
No.
No problem at all?
I don't see no problem. No, anywhere I went.
Yeah, no, the fact that you were an Indian didn't hurt you in any way. You've been able to make a living, and you were able to go to school, and you've been able to do whatever you want to do.
In fact, I should go to school when I was a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be smart then.
Do you have many white friends?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere I go is a friend of me.
You've got, you have friends now who are white in the community?
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
No problem. White, Negro, Indian.
Are there many blacks living in your community?
No. The grand community.
Indians don't much like the blacks, do they?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I get that feeling that they're not happy with the blacks. And there's not much interchange.
Well, black man, he just actually different people. What I mean, white man and Indian together, you know, he don't have no problem, but I don't know. Black men is a lot of different.
In what way? Okay, Charlie, you were saying something about the black people. What about them? I was asking what way they were different.
Well, if I was with the black, you know, he'd talking about the, you know,
things he shouldn't be talking about.
Yeah, talking about.
Any black people belong to your church?
No.
But you do have white visitors that come.
Yeah, we've got white missionary too.
A white missionary too. Do your kids go to Sunday school?
Yeah.
So you'd call yours a religious family.
Yes, sir.
You read the Bible?
Yes, sir. That's what I get my education to.
You read it every day?
Every day.
Do you all have prayers in the house?
Yeah.
You read through the Bible, can you read through it in a full year?
Well, that's a funny thing when I started reading the Bible. See. Yeah, a whole year I did. I tried to make them just read it by page by page through. But I just couldn't do that. I started reading, they said, told me some, tried me thinking, I had to go back over and see it again.
Mm-hmm. So you study the Bible rather than just read it through
page
by
page. That's right, I study what the... But actually, what it means, I want to know.
Do you ever teach Sunday school?
I do. Back in 1948, mm-hmm. I was teaching Sunday school about 5 years.
You don't teach now?
No, I'm scholars.
You're what?
I just scholars here, though. I'll be teachers. I just read the book.
You're a scholar.
I am a scholar.
Well, that's good. Teacher, and you graduated to being a scholar.
Mm.
That's going a little backward, isn't it? I thought scholars and then became teachers.
Well, I just teach. We don't have enough to teach us, so he's like me to teach, you know.
Charlie,
well, I teach both of them, English and chapter language too.
Charlie, you ever get out to Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
You visit out there regularly, or
no?
Just...
I just visit over there one time.
You ever get a chance to travel around since World War II?
World War II?
Well, you went. You did a lot of traveling during the war.
On the eastern part.
Yeah. Have you done much traveling since?
Yeah, I do. After I get out of the army, see, come back. Went to North Carolina, Virginia, Chicago, Florida. I work here, you know.
You went, you traveled around and you worked a lot.
Yeah,
but
I
before
formed.
You got married.
After I got married.
Oh, after you got married. Your wife went with you?
No. When it went in time, I had to go to Florida, you know. My kid went to school, my wife stayed on in there.
Where was your kid in school?
Down here then.
Well, you said you had to go to Florida. Why?
I just went up there.
You just see, went and visited?
Yeah, visit the country, see what country like. At the same time, I worked.
I say, where were you working?
I worked. First, I went to Florida, Haines City.
Haines City?
Haines City, Mr. Naylor. I never forget that name. He liked me.
What were you doing, picking beans?
Picking oranges.
Oranges at Haines City?
Yeah.
For Mr. Naylor?
Mr. Nail.
Nail? And where else do you work in Florida?
I stayed there about 6 months. We don't know nothing in Belgrade.
Belgrade?
Cut the salary. What's the name? Salary?
Salary?
Salary.
You remember who you worked for in Belgrade?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Adolf.
Adolf.
Yeah. Got a big plantation over there. He liked me working with him there. I stayed with him about a year, I think. I did work Orlando, Florida, construction job.
But so you've been a farmer and a carpenter doing some contracting work?
Yeah.
And you're planning to spend the rest of your life here. You got a good job now working.
Yeah, sir. You know, kick me out, I'll be around here next day. Well, 15 years and I'll be retired.
Good, you'll be retired.
Yeah. Then I'm going to Florida again.
Well, it's warmer down there than it is here. Your wife ever travel with you?
Yeah, I had to call me and my family. I kept my family one time over there, you know. She don't work. She just wants to see the country, what it looked like. I'll be looping around. I went to Virginia, West Virginia, stayed there for about 6 months, picking food, apples.
So you've enjoyed life. You've lived a happy life, Charlie?
Yes, sir.
You're satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
You've got a good family. Well, this is our interview now. You see, we've been talking about a lot of homey kind of things, haven't we?
Yeah.
And the kind of work we're doing, talking to people like you. You wouldn't have any objections to anybody reading this at once we typed it out, would you? Reading what we talked about today?
No, I don't think so.
We haven't talked about anything that's confidential at all. What was the Choctaw name?
Like Mahantabe, Itimbitabe, Yakantabe, say. All name was Abe.
The ending of it was Abe, as though it was spelled O-B-I or O-B-E-Y. What did that mean if you translate Abe into English?
Killer.
Killer?
Killer.
So all Choctaws then had a killer name.
A killer name, yeah. Abe.
What was your grandfather's name?
Yeah, there was a... Hitokattabe.
If you translated that, can you translate that into English?
He used to, but kill it.
He used to do what?
He used to, but kill it.
He used to... But?
Kill it.
Kill it?
Yeah, kill it. Abe.
Now, I thought you said Abe was killer.
Yeah, that's what it
he
is.
He used Abe. To be.
That's what English said.
Yeah.
He used to.
He killer. Used to be.
He used to be.
Is that right, or he used to?
He used to be. Yeah, he used to be killer.
I see. He used to be killer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's what I wondered. Are many?
I got the name, but I don't forgot mine.
Where did you get the name Denson?
That's what white people born almost the same as grandpa, see? And, anyway, I don't know what's his name. Grandpa's daddy was living in that fellow, you know? He named it with that man, you know?
Your granddaddy was a sharecropper?
Yeah, he was a Joe Danson, so he called that little baby Joe Danson, too.
I see.
That's what we start dancing.
I see. The family name then came from the white man who owned the farm, the property, where your grandfather was sharecropping?
That's right.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's a borrowed name, really.
Yeah. Borrow, he gave it some.
Did your grandpa know English at all?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but all dancing talk pretty good English. No, can't read the right thing like that. Mm-hmm.
But he could talk it all
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Except me.
Your grandpa was named Joe Danson?
Yes, sir.
And he was named that after this white man called him
yeah.
that. But he also had a Choctaw name.
Yeah.
Do you talk Choctaw in your home?
Yeah.
You don't talk English?
Well, we're Mexican.
How about your children?
They do.
Are they?
When they read and write things like that, he can't even pronounce it Choctaw, so he had to talk English.
But you talk to your children in Choctaw and in English?
Yeah.
When you and your wife talk, what do you talk?
We talk Choctaw.
Choctaw.
Yeah.
Does her parents, are they still living?
No. She got a sister and brother to live. But me, I ain't got no family.
You had a brother and sister.
I did.
They're dead?
All of them gone but me. Mm-hmm. My family's gone. No sister, no brother.
But your wife has family?
Yeah.
Are you close to the family? Is this a... Do Choctaws get together as families?
Yeah.
So there's a close relationship.
Yeah.
Have you ever held a post here? Have you ever served on the council or did anything like that in the for the tribe? Ever been a representative?
Well, I represented from a standing fine. That's how I fought our way.
Who gets the jobs on the council?
The council is supposed to get the job. Get the job done. Mm-hmm.
You have two representatives from standing pine?
Yes.
How are they elected?
Voting.
And you say you have one served from Standing Pine?
Two, we served from Standing Pine.
Have you ever been yourself? Were you ever on the council? Did you yourself ever serve Charlie Denson?
I think, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
I didn't remember, because I was on the tribal council, on and off for less, about 12, 15 years. And I just first started right now, on this two-year term.
I see. You've got a two-year term now?
Yes.
You are you friendly with Philip Martin?
Oh, yeah.
We met him yesterday. Seems like a very fine man.
Well, it was all right to me, because we knew each other a long time when he was a little kid,
Oh, you grew up together?
Almost. Yeah.
Well, he seems like a very able man to me.
It's a pretty good guy to me.
He's probably doing a lot for the tribe, isn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Is he a popular man?
Well, I see it.
I guess everybody has some who are favoring and some who are opposed to him.
Yeah, some are, a lot are opposed to him, but he don't realize what the Philip doing, see. Philip, he was doing a pretty good job.
I guess anybody who holds a leadership position is going to be criticized.
Yeah, that's right.
Won't make
no
any matter, difference
no
who
matter.
It is.
Even President Nixon.
Do you, are you a political man? Do you vote?
Yes, sir, I vote.
You're interested in the politics?
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. At voting, they used to pay a poll tax.
Used to pay a poll tax here in Mississippi.
When he registered, he had to put application on it because he was a Democrat or Republican. See,
yeah.
my dad is always a Democrat type. And I started paid my poll tax since he changed his register.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he just went up and registered and voted.
You don't have to identify yourself anymore, do you?
No, he don't have to.
You just vote.
He just voted.
And you vote for the man, not necessarily
yeah.
the party.